Braun. Violinist Mark Feuer has been a pivotal player on the classical international music scene for over three decades. Closer to home, he is now in his sixth season at the helm of Stratford Summer Music. Mark joins us this morning to talk about a new CD called A Likeness. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Audie. Pleasure to see you.
Pleasure to see you too, across the various microphones here. So let's just get right into it and talk about the recording. How did this come to be and what was the concept behind it?
So I had for a long time, I had wanted to put down on record a number of works that were inspiring to me and works that had not yet been recorded. Kind of the central idea originally began with a work by Serge Arcuri, who sadly left us back in June. He just passed away just before this album came out.
Aww.
And I really wanted him to hear this recording that we made. But that was the first piece that I thought, you know, I have to record this someday. And then from there, things kind of expanded outwards. And I found myself with a collection of works that were string-centric, all works that had not yet been recorded. And then I found myself kind of wanting to rearrange something I'd played before for string quartet that was written for the St. Lawrence Quartet
right.
when I was a member, about 10 years ago. And so I thought, yeah, there's a host of great string music out there that needs to be heard, and these things need to be recorded. So I did what every classical musician in Canada does. You call the Canada Council with your crossed fingers. send in the applications. Luckily we were successful and we put this together with the Newfoundland Sinfonia back in January after having spent a week together to rehearse a concert. So we had a chance to test drive a lot of these works in their some of them in newer forms before we sat down to record it. And now we're finally here at release time, which we're
Great.
Thrilled with.
So tell us more about the array of brilliant musicians that are showcased here, one of whom we interviewed last summer, but I'm not going to take her name away. Why don't you just tell us who are the key players here?
Sure. So the album starts with a new song cycle that I commissioned for the singer Deantha Edmonds.
Yes.
I had asked her to write three songs for me. She said in a phone call about 2 weeks after I asked her to write three songs. No, I'll write four. So at that point, I had to find four arrangers because I wanted to have four different people arranging her music for strings and voice.
Great idea.
And I wanted them to not talk to each other. I wanted them to just see what they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So the texts are both in Inuktitut and in English. That opens the record, and then we go through. I should say that's called Angmalukisa, which means rounds. That opens the record, and then we go into Serge Arcuri, which I've already mentioned, Matt Brubeck, who is somebody who lives here in Guelph,
mm-hmm.
Robert Carley, who had written me a piece many years ago when I was connected to the Sweetwater Music Festival.
Right.
I had asked him to write a selection of works to go in between every Brandenburg Concerto of J.S. Bach. So a whole evening of playing the six Brandenburg Concerti with four movements called B-A-C-H.
Clever.
That Rob Carley put together for me. And so this one, which is the movement called C, is for the right combination of instruments of violin and strings. And then the album closes with the extraordinary work, which is the title of the album, A Likeness, featuring solo percussionist Ai-Hun Hwang. And this wonderful Newfoundland Sinfonia in a brand new arrangement of the work by Yaroslav Kapuscinski.
Mm.
So we're thrilled. We're actually really, really happy with this record. I'd have to say, as you know, like you put out records and sometimes you get them out on the scene and you go, okay, that was
right.
pretty good. But I'd say this one, we're all feeling pretty special about this one, that this one has a life and it's got a soul that we're very, very proud of.
You should feel intensely proud. Just a question too. Would you say that, who decided on the repertoire? Were you actually a musical producer or was it a collaboration between several individuals?
No, that was all my choice. And so the choice of the repertoire and then collaborating with Leaf Music, with Jeremy Van Slyke, who's the head of Leaf Music, who I've worked with several times now. It was the right combination. And I really wanted to bring this project to Newfoundland, which is where I'm from originally.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Newfoundland Sinfonia, which is made up really of core string players of the Newfoundland Symphony, they sound really good.
Oh, they're excellent.
They sound really good. And I've been working with them for probably 15 years now. And I knew that when this project was taking shape in my imagination, that was really where I wanted to bring it to my hometown and to really have a chance to do something special.
Now, do you also compose? Just my personal question.
You know, I actually improvise a lot, but I wouldn't say I ever compose writing anything down or having anybody else listen to it after I've spooled it out of my imagination once. That would be the only time I would consider myself composing, which is in the moment, just improvising.
Maybe for the next CD. Now, what are the plans with the CD? Any touring, or what and where and when and so forth?
So there's a lot of interest in a lot of these different works. Because this record is brand new, we have plans within the next couple of years to have certainly the work Alikeness in its new form with string orchestra to be performed around the country. Also, the new song cycle is taking shape right now. People have really caught interest in that, of DeAntha's works. I think you know, all of these pieces, unlike other pieces or other collaborations I've done, or even other commissions I've done, I don't feel a need to have the rights over these pieces. Because, you know, sometimes people do that, and I've done this myself, where you say, okay, I'm commissioning these works, and now I want to have the rights to play them myself for the next few years. I really feel like that's unnecessary with this repertoire. Right. I want people to hear it.
Yeah, and experience it, right?
Yeah, and there are a lot of really great players and singers out there who can and do great justice to these works. So I really want I want everyone to take this repertoire up and to get it out there as much as possible.
Yeah, I'd love to ask you, ruminate for a second, if you will, on the word Alikeness.
So Alikeness...
In connection to the CD, yeah?
Yes, of course. So Alikeness comes from the imagination of Yaroslav, or Yarek Kapuscinski, the writer of this the last big work on the CD. He came up with this idea of trying to find a way to give musical representations to things that you would hear as a listener that you couldn't quite put your finger on.
So example?
It's a series of eight movements, the piece is. And so if you listen to the first movement, you might go, wait, I'm not sure, but that kind of sounds like it could be ... And then the more he played with this idea, the more he dove into this concept, the more he discovered that all of us have our own sense of alikenesses to everything we're experiencing. And that's a concept that I really rather like, the idea that when we're not fully aware of what's in front of us, whether it's a new experience we're having or something somebody's just said to us, the way in which we relate to it is to take something that's already inside of us as a memory and then try to connect those dots. So you're using your own sense of analogy to make your world larger, as it were, with new experiences. Yeah. So that's really what Alikeness is all about. I will also say that when it comes to that particular piece, two things. Ayun Wong sounds absolutely unbelievable, the percussion soloist. It was written for her, of course, as I said a few moments ago. But also, that last movement has become a mainstay of a string quartet repertoire in a new version that is so beautiful, because people tend to be moved to tears when they hear this live. It's unexpected, too.
Yeah.
People just hear it and they go, wait a second, what is that? It sounds like it's from another world. And it really does bring a tear to people's eyes when they hear it.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much. We've been speaking with violinist extraordinaire and conductor and perhaps future composer Mark Feuer about his new CD, Alikeness, in which he collaborates with the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra, or Newfoundland Sinfonia, it's called, percussionist Ayun Huang and soprano DeAntha Edmonds. The album encourages listeners, as you said, to find their own alikeness within the music while fostering a deeper connection with one another. Mark, the concept and the music on the CD are absolutely stunning. Many congrats.
Thank you.
Alikeness is available on all streaming platforms, and you can also purchase it at leaf-music.ca. And what we'd like to leave our listeners with is a track from Alikeness, and the one that we have chosen is called The Simple Life. Could you just, in a few words, set it up? That moved me to tears, that
piece.
Sure.
It's a very, very beautiful work, written by Matt Brubeck, who is the son of the great Dave Brubeck.
Yes.
Matt lives here in Canada, in Guelph. Been here for many, many years. It's a beautiful tune that I actually heard him play himself on solo cello at a private event many years back. And when I first heard it, I thought, wait, I have to get my hands on this. And he was very kind to give me a copy of the lead sheet, because it's originally a jazz chart. And then I asked somebody that I know that I really admire, Andrew Downing, to write a version of this with strings.
Sure.
There's still some improvisation in this, so you'll hear me in this track starting with the original tune of Matt's, and then I spool into some improv and then back into the chart itself. So it's a very beautiful and moving chart. I'm delighted you love it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Here then is The Simple Life by Matt Brubeck, and we've got Mark Feuer on the violin and also conducting.